Welcome to the podcast series for AJP Heart and Circulatory Physiology. I'm your host, Kara Hansel-Kehan. Today we'll discuss the article by Janssen et al. Titled, Dietary Calinus Oil Recovers Metabolic Flexibility and Rescues Post-Ischemic Cardiac Function in Obese Female Mice. This article was published May 24th, 2019. Joining me today are Associate Editor Fabio Recchia, First Author Kirsten Janssen, and Content Expert Luke Bertrand. Let's get started.
Thank you, Kara. How can a mini 3-4 millimeter long crustacean of the Norwegian seas help normalizing cardiac metabolism in obese subjects? In this study, Dr. Kirsten Janssen and collaborators have shown in a mouse model of high-fat diet-induced obesity the beneficial effects of 8-week food supplementation with small amounts, just 2%, of a novel oil extracted from the marine crustacean Calinus finmarchicus. Not only Calinus oil prevented myocardial over-reliance on fatty acid oxidation for energy production in the obese, but it also favored a more rapid recovery of cardiac function after 20 minutes of global ischemia. Interestingly, the effects of Calinus oil were largely superimposable to those obtained by infusing in mice exenatide, a glucagon-like peptide 1 agonist that functions as an incretin mimetic. The same authors had previously reported that Calinus oil added to the high-fat diet reduces both intra-abdominal and hepatic fat deposition in mice, while at the same time exerting a strong anti-inflammatory action in adipose tissue. Since in the present study, the authors determined metabolic and functional changes in isolated heart preparations, it seems that dietary Calinus oil is able to induce biochemical/molecular changes in myocardium that persist ex vivo. Kirsten, do you think that Calinus oil and incretins share similar mechanisms in modulating cardiac metabolism? What is the magic molecule contained in that oil that causes such beneficial effects?
Well, thank you for that question. And I do believe they share some effects together, since incretin increases insulin secretion from the pancreas kind of directly. And we believe that the Calinus oil in its unique composition as a wax ester goes to the gut and is reacting with the GPR120, which also causes a GLP-1 secretion. So yes, this could have a similar effect.
Do you have an idea what the molecule is there, that the component that is really responsible for these beneficial effects, maybe more than one, I guess?
Well, Calinus is kind of uniquely composed of wax ester, which is degraded late. So in the intestines, there it has the effect. And there we believe that this GPR120, which is an omega-3 fatty acid receptor, reacts with it and gives a GLP-1 secretion towards the pancreatic cells as well. So similar to the incretin effect.
Thank you. Luke, what are the aspects of this study that deserve special consideration?
Well, the first of originality of this study is clearly linked to the fact that they use this particular marine oil, this Calinus oil, and then the small amount is just 2% of the total fatty acid diet that was used. And with this small amount of this Calinus oil, they have a strong impact in cardiac metabolism. And with this shift favoring glucose, depending from fatty acids. And of course, there is just a correlation between this shift of metabolism and the protection during myocardial ischemia. But it's very important to point out that just this small amount of Calinus oil is sufficient to promote this shift and to protect the heart. The second thing that I would like to highlight is that the fact that there is a clear link with this decrease in intra-abdominal fat deposition, which is probably one of the impact of this Calinus oil. But I would like to ask to Kirsten if she really thinks that it's more a systemic action via GLP-1, for example, like she said, or if there is a possibility to have a local impact of part of this cananus oil of another second shell effect directly in the heart.
We're a bit puzzled by the difference, especially since we expected that this glucose metabolism recovery would cause the effect on the heart. But since we do not see this in the exenatide group, we believe that since we have tested membrane potential and omega-3 fatty acids in the membranes, we believe that there's an effect on the calcium handling due to colonus oil and this omega-3 membrane integration.
In line with this calcium impact, I would like to know, of course, you use an obese model. It's a high-fat diet model, probably without any significant insulin resistance in the heart, local insulin resistance. So do you think that you could have a similar positive impact of cananus oil if you use real diabetic heart as model?
That's a really good question. I believe that that is possible. We are not sure if these mice are insulin resistant or not. We do see that there's already a switch in metabolism in the heart. So I do believe that this colonus oil also has a protective effect if it is more an insulin model.
We know that in this type of diabetic cardiomyopathy, we have an increase, for example, in RAS production. Do you know if there is any impact indirectly or directly of this marine oil in RAS production in the cardiomyocyte?
Well, we measured the mitochondrial function in heart tissue from these mice. Then we looked at complex 1 and complex 2, and we did not see a clear difference between the groups. So I don't think there's a direct mitochondria dysfunction or an improvement with this colonus oil.
Yes, you're right. And maybe a last one. We know that there is also RAS production independently of mitochondria. We know that, for example, hyperglycemia induces the activation of typical signaling like SGLT signaling and RAS production independently of the mitochondria. So do you know if it could be also an interaction between your specific oil and such type of RAS production, which is believed to be important in the diabetic cardiomyopathy?
That could be. We do believe that this colonus oil might have an effect on the RAS production, but we have not tested it, so we're not entirely sure.
For sure. And finally, trying to take a large point of view, we know that there is what is called obesity paradox, and we know that sometimes, depending on the type of fatty acid, there are protective action of different type of fatty acid. Do you believe that the protective action that you have with the cananus oil could also be obtained by other type of oil?
So I do think there are other kind of oils that have a positive effect on cardiac function. I just saw a paper on krill oil that has similar protective effects in the heart. But I do believe that the colonus oil needs a lot lower dose and is unique in its composition, which give this remarkable effect.
Thank you very much for all these details. I think it's very important for the reader and for the listener.
This colonus oil, powerful as it is novel, but not that novel. My understanding is that has been studied for a little while now, right? So I wonder why, or maybe they're doing already, why it is not already used for clinical trials or dietary supplement for, I don't know, particular conditions, pathological conditions of any kind. Are you aware of any of these trials?
So they have been doing some studies with colonus oil, and they're now actually preparing a study to examine the glucose tolerance in pre-diabetic patients, since it's mostly been used for healthy patients. And there's no really different outcome to that. It's just like it's not unhealthy.
So Kirsten, at this point, what are the future directions that you foresee here for these studies? I mean, are you continuing? You will study more in depth cardiac function, cardiac metabolism, or what else?
Well, for future studies, we want to see if the calcium handling is affected by colonus oil. And we want to repeat this study, but then in male mice. Since the high-fat diet is not damaging in recovery, it seems even to do a little bit better than the normal control diet mice. So we want to see if this is a gender difference.
I just would like to add that even if it's not easy in animal, it would be great to test it in a specific model of HPEF to see if there is could be a protective effect in this particular heart failure without reducing ejection fraction, which is known to be very present in pre-diabetic and diabetic population. I will be happy to see the future of this oil.
So this was a very interesting discussion. I mean, we covered many aspects of the study, and some of them definitely need further investigation. But overall, we understand that this particular oil, this Calanus oil, is so powerful and deserves much attention for the future, maybe clinical trials. So thank you, Kirsten. Thank you, Luke, Kara.
You've been listening to an AJP Heart and Circulatory Physiology podcast. For more podcasts like this one, visit us online at physiology.org/journal/AJP Heart.